Okay. Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Jari Jaya Girivara Jari Jaya Vijana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Jari Jaya Girivara Jari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Jari Jaya Girivara Jari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Jari Jaya Sora Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Sora Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Sora Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Ha Gauranga Ha Gauranga Ha Gauranga Ha Goranga, 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 Ha Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadrama. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadrama. Shiva Prabhupada ki, Shri Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki. Shri Prem Datta Nityananda Prabhu ki, Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki, Radha Kun Shamakun Giri Govardhan ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki, Shri Purushottam Ketra Vipralamba Ketra Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Shri Madhujara Sadhanaiti Murti Mahabhaprakash Jagannath Swami ki, Shri Jagannath Shri Baladev Shri Mati Subhadramai Sudarshan Ju ki, God Prem Anandipo. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachiputam Matra Swarupam Rupam Dashagrajam Urupurim Maturim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto yasya pratita kripaya shigurum tamnatosmi ajanulam buto bujo kanakavadato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambaro dvijavaro yuga dharma palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adile Kakola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangira Namare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Sehoyamara Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Yasyaiva padambuja bhakti labhya, prema bidana parama pumarta, tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya, chaitanya chandraya namo namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Madgavir api gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pidva Rishayustat Priya Janaha Nilachala Nibasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Namaha Kadachit Kalindita Tavipina Sangita Karavo Mudabiri Narivadana Kamalasvadamadupa Rama Shambhu Brahma Marapati Ganesha Chitapado Jagannath the Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Panchakalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I want to thank everybody very much for coming tonight. As Mataji very nicely said, you're all very busy people, professional people, you have things to do. And the fact that all of you are coming here tonight to hear some Krishna Katha is a very special thing. I feel very blessed to be in your association. We need to have some special Krishna Katha. Rupa Goswami says, Guya Mukyati Prichati. If we want to nourish bhakti, we have to have some confidential talks. Because bhakti is nourished in association with bhaktas. Bhakti stu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. The Brihannaradiya Purana says that we get bhakti from devotees. Parasparanu katanam pavanam bhagavad yasaha. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam says that we should learn how to associate with devotees. By coming together and hearing Krishna Katha. But as any young lady can tell you, the essence of friendship, the essence of deep relationships is secrets. Mm-hmm. Two girls, they meet in school. They say, hi, what's your name? They say, my name is such and such. Oh, would you be my best friend? Yes, I'll be your best friend. I'll tell you a secret. Did you know such and such girl, she likes such and such boy? Oh, but don't tell anyone. And that's the basis of their friendship. The basis of all friendship is that we have some confidential things that we share amongst each other. And we're also sharing with the public. We have a very confidential subject matter we want to share with them. You're not your body. And Krishna's crying for you. You're not crying for the Lord, but the Lord is crying for you. He's waiting for you. This is our message to the public, and it's a very confidential thing. But for devotees, there's guyam and there's guyataram. There's more confidential subject matters also. And we should speak according to the association that we find ourselves in. So we feel very blessed tonight to be in such a special association with devotees. We'd like to try to say something to you about a subject my Guru Maharaj called Atmakrandana, or the crying of the soul. I'd like to read a few verses to you from a book by Jagadananda Pandit called Prema Vivarta. I'm used to having a harmonium when I'm doing this, so it's a little easier for me. But I can sing this, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. He speaks about the journey of the soul. A very nice thing. We'd like to say something about that. And in our discussion about this journey, we'd like to come to the place known as Jagannath Puri Dham. say something about that. Ami Siddha Krishna Das Ekata Bhule Mayarana Faraya Chiradina Bhule Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Ami Siddha Krishna Das Ekata Bhule. That we've forgotten. We've forgotten the fact that I'm Krishna's eternal servant. Maya Nafara, I've become a slave. Nafara means a slave. Just like we're very proud in the world today, we think we've abolished slavery. But have we? I think there's more slaves today. And instead of becoming slaves to a person, now we're slaves to a little plastic card called a credit card. And you spend your whole life in debt, working so hard. And this is life in the material world. Maya anafara. We become a slave of Maya. Hai chiradhina bhule. Eternally, we're suffering in this way. And we're traveling from one place to another. Kabu raja, kabu praja, kabu viprasudra. Kabu dhuki. Kabu Suki, Kabu Pita Chudra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Kabu Swarge, Kabu Mate, Nara Keva, Kabu, Kabu Deva, Kabu Daitya, Kabu Dasa Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is the movie called Life. When I was a boy, they used to have a frightening show on in the evenings called The Twilight Zone. It was a strange kind of show, but some kind of science fiction, scary horror movie. So our life is something like that. This is like a vacation which never ends. Imagine going on vacation. Sounds nice to have a never-ending vacation. But after some time, you have to get back to what's real. But we're never stopping this vacation. Kabu Raja, in this vacation, sometimes we're a king. Kabu Praja, sometimes we're a citizen. Kabu Vipra, sometimes we're a Brahmin. Kabu Sudra, sometimes we take birth as a Sudra. Kabuduki, sometimes we're very unhappy. Kabusuki, sometimes very happy. Kabu Kita Chudra, sometimes we become a worm and stool. We take birth like that. Kabu Swarge, sometimes we take birth in the heavenly planets. Kabu Marte, sometimes in this earth planet. Narakeva Kabu, sometimes we go to hell. Kabu Deva, sometimes we're a demigod. Kabu Daitya, sometimes we're a demon. Kabu Das, sometimes we're a servant. Kabu Prabhu, sometimes we're a master. So in this way, the living entity is traveling through so many different births again and again, never understanding what is the purpose of my life. Why am I here? Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev. But one day, by good fortune, they may meet a devotee. E rupe sansara brahmite kona jana sadhu sange nija tattva avagata hana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. E rupe sansara brahmite kona jana. In this way, wandering around throughout the universe in so many different bodies. Sadhu sange nija tattva avagata han. One day, we meet a devotee. And the devotee tells us, hey, you're not your body. They tell us who we are. And then, when we understand that, we progress a little further. Nija tattva jani asamsara na chai kinu labha jinu maya kore hoy hoy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Vijatattva Jani are, when we understand who we are, Sangsara Nachai, then you don't want this material entanglement anymore. Kenuva Bajinu Maya Kore Hoi Hoi. And we begin to cry. This crying is called Atma Krandana, or the crying of the soul. And this is the beginning of our spiritual life. Not just when we become a member, not even when we become initiated, or we start chanting 16 rounds. But really it begins when we begin to cry from our heart. And you may be chanting 16 rounds for many, many years before that crying comes. But that crying, that's the real beginning of our spiritual life. Kinde bole, oh hey Krishna, Amitava Das, Tumara Charana Chari Hoila Sarvanas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Kinde bole, oh hey Krishna, Amitava Das. Then we begin to cry, oh hey Krishna, Amitava Das. I'm your servant. Tomara Charanachari Hoila Sarvanas. I stopped serving you. I gave up your shelter. And now everything has become destroyed. Kripa Kori Krishna Tare Chadana Sansar. Kakuti Koriya Krishna Jari Dakekbar. Maya Ke Pichane Rake. Krishna Pani Chai, Bhajite Bhajite Krishna Para Padma Pai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Kripa Kori Krishna Tari Charana Sangsar. Krishna is so kind. As soon as Krishna sees, oh, they're crying for me, then immediately Krishna releases that jiva from entanglement in the material world. Maya ke pichanaraki Krishna pani chai. And then that jiva breaks free from Maya's spell, and it attains shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Bhajite bhajite Krishna pada padma pai. And he begins to worship the Lord. So this is the message of our movement. We've not come to teach people another religion. We've not come to teach people about Hinduism or some sectarian dogma. We've come to teach people about Jiva Dharma, or the nature of the soul. We've come to teach people what they've forgotten about how to cry for the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada, many times he said, we don't care. You can be a Muslim and you can be a member of the Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada said that. You can keep your religion. You can be a Jewish person. You can be a Christian. You can be a Hindu. We don't care. Krishna says in the Adi Purana, he tells Arjun, Gatva cha mama namani rudanti mama sanido tesha maham parikrito nanya krita janardhanaha. He says that, who's really my devotee? Who really owns me? If you go all over the world, we were just in Uzbekistan, in Tashkent, in Samarkand, just a week ago. And that country is about 98% Muslims. Wherever you go in the world, you'll find mosques, you'll find churches, you'll find temples. And if you go in any of those buildings, they'll all tell you, we own God. God's here. And he's not across the street in the other place there. But Krishna tells Arjun, he says, Arjun, I'll tell you something. I don't belong to the Christians. I don't belong to the Muslims. I don't belong to the Jews. I don't belong to the Hindus. I hope I don't get in trouble saying this. I don't belong to the Hare Krishnas. He says, but I belong to anyone who chants my name and cries for me. And that's the message of this movement. Not just to make some formal religion and try to attract people to come and give money, but to teach people Atma Krandana, the crying of the soul. In the early 1700s in Jagannath Puri, there was a very pious king. His name was King Ramachandra Dev. We make this magazine called Sri Krishna Kathamrita. And in our 13th issue, we wrote something about a very special form of the Lord in Jagannath Puri. He's Jagannath, but a special feature of Jagannath called Petit Pavan. And maybe you can see from the front of the magazine. Mataji, come. I'll hand you this. You can pass this around. You can see this deity of Jagannath is just inside the doorway of the Jagannath Mandir. So we wrote something about this deity and the history of this deity. Would you like to hear the story about that?
Yes.
It's a very relevant story. Ramachandradev was the king of Puri in the 1720s, 1730s, about 300 years ago. One day, one of his ministers came into the palace. He said, "Maharaj, I have some very bad news. There's an army of Muslims advancing toward Jagannath Puri under the guidance of one general called Taki Khan. And they're coming to break the temple and kill the pujaris and to break Lord Jagannath." So Ramachandradev, he fought against Taki Khan. They had several battles, and neither side won. Finally, Taki Khan, he wrote a letter to Ramachandradev. He said, "Maharaj, why are we fighting so much? We should be friends. You come, let's sit down and have a talk." But it was a trick. And Taki Khan captured Ramachandradev. He put him in a prison, which is still existing today, in the city of Cuttack, called the Barabati Fort, or the Barabati Prison. And he kept him in that prison for over 1 year. And after 1 year, Taki Khan came to see Ramachandradev one day. And he said, "Maharaj, I've been thinking about things, and I feel very bad. You're suffering here in prison. This is not good. And you know, I was thinking, I'd like to let you out. I'd like to let you go free. Would you like that? And not only that, but I'd like to reinstate you as the king of Puri. And not only that, but I'd like to promise you that I won't touch Jagannath. I won't bother the Jagannath Mandir. Would you like that?" He said, "There's only one thing that I request in exchange. Small thing." He said, "You have to agree to become a Muslim. And if you don't, then I'm going to attack the Jagannath Mandir and I'll break the deity." So what could Ramachandradev do? So he agreed. Yes. And they gave him a new name, not a Muslim name. And they gave him one of those hats, a tagia. And he went home to his palace in Kurda. And he had many, many wives, as is common amongst the kings in India. And he came and knocked on the door and he said, "Hey, sweetheart, it's me. Good news, they let me go." And his wives came and they opened the gate. They were very happy to hear his voice. But then when they opened the gate, they looked at him and they said, "What's that thing on your head?" And he said, "Well, there's something I have to tell you." His wives were very proud Kshatriya ladies. When they found out that their husband had become a Muslim, they all left him. And they took their children. And they went back to their father's houses. If you lose one wife, you'll cry. If you lose one child, you'll cry. He lost all of his wives and all of his children. And for what reason? Because he'd made the greatest sacrifice in his life for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. He hadn't done anything wrong. He was being so noble. And this is the result that he got in exchange. You can imagine he must have been so crushed and felt so bad. So he went to visit one of his dear friends. He went and knocked on the door. "Hey, it's me, Ramachandradev. I need to talk to you." The voice came from the other side of the door, "Go away. You're not my friend anymore. You became a Muslim." And all of his friends rejected him. And everybody hated him. This is the result that he got by surrendering to Jagannath, by giving everything to Jagannath. His wives left him. He lost his children. He lost all of his friends. Then Ramachandradev thought, "Anyway, I still have one person who's there for me. Who is that? Jagannath. So he got on his horse and he went to Puri. And he came to the temple. The only person left in his life is Jagannath. And when he came to the entrance to the temple and he started going inside, the chokidar stopped him. Probation is shade. Entrance forbidden. Say, it's me, the king of Puri. Let me inside. Maharaj, we know who you are. You became a Muslim. You're not allowed inside the temple. Can you imagine how you would feel? You gave your life. You gave up your everything for Jagannath. And this is a reciprocation that you get? Is it nice? Is it a kind thing? It seems like a very terrible thing. Ramachandra Dev was suffering like anything. He had nothing. He didn't know where to go. He couldn't speak with anyone. He had no wives to talk to. He had no children. He had no friends. And even Jagannath had rejected him. So Ramachandra Dev started going every night to the Jagannath Mandir after the temple had closed and everyone had gone home. And he would stand out in the dirt in the street where the dogs are. And he would just pray to Jagannath, please, please be kind. And this went on for some time. And finally it just became too much for him. We can't live without friends. We can't live without having some loved ones. Everyone had rejected him, even his worship of the Lord Jagannath. And Ramachandra Dev decided, better that I die. What's the purpose of my life? I remember once on a train in India, we met a family from England, husband and wife, and they had three daughters with them. One was 9, one was 11, and one was 16. And one day they told their girls, they were living in England, they said, we're going to go to India for a year. Isn't that a nice idea? Those girls thought it was worse than death, because their friends are their everything, isn't it? For young girls, their friends are their life. Ramachandra Dev lost all of his friends. Everyone hated him. Well, what's the purpose of living? So he came one night finally thinking, better that I kill myself. And that night he was laying in the dirt in the road in front of the Jagannath Mandir and he was crying. His tears were making mud in the dirt in the road. And as he was crying, suddenly he heard a voice. The voice said, Maharaj, I never forgot you. You're my dear devotee. And Ramachandra Dev looked up and there was Jagannath. So don't think I've ever forgotten you. And then Ramachandra Dev really began to cry. The next morning, when the priest came to open the temple, he found something very strange. There was a trail of flowers in a special herb they call doyana, which Jagannath likes very much, which was going from the altar all the way out to the road. No one could understand, what is this? And the next day the same thing happened, and every day it was going on. No one could understand what was going on. And then one night, the head priest, he had a dream. And Jagannath came to him. And he said, I'm not happy with the way you've treated Ramachandra Dev. He's my dear devotee. I want you to make a deity of me and put it in the doorway to the temple so I can give him darshan. And you'll see in the cover of this magazine, that's a picture of the deity. He's Patit Pavan Jagannath. And he's there for everyone. We bring thousands of devotees a year, practically, on Parikramas and Puri. And quite often we have groups from China or from Russia, America, different places. And I tell them, we can't go inside the temple because we're Videshis. We have white skin. I said, but we don't have to go inside the temple. We're Jagannath's dogs. I tell them like this. And the dog belongs in the street. So we have to stand in the street. And we go and we do kirtan in front of Jagannath's temple. And the devotees, oftentimes, they start crying. And they're standing there in the dirt like a dog, crying for Jagannath. It's described in the Jagannath Ashtakam. Aho dine nate nahita charano nischitamidam Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu me. Aho dine nate nahita charano nischitamidam. Jagannath says, those devotees who cry and who feel themselves very, very fallen, very, very low, I give to them my lotus feet. I give them everything. For those persons who are crying, Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatu me. Oh, Jagannath, please be merciful to me. Please manifest yourself before me. Sometimes the pandas in Puri, some of them are friends, some of them, they tell me sometimes, oh, Madhavananda, you're very unfortunate. And I say, why? So, because you can't go inside the Jagannath Mandir. You can't see Jagannath. And I say, I don't have to go inside. I stay outside with the dogs. And he comes outside to see me. That's called Rath Yatra. And that's Jagannath. And then I ask them a question. I say that you're a very learned person. You're a panda. You know Krishna Leela. Now please tell me, who's more dear to Krishna? You can answer this question. Who's more dear to Krishna? The Dwarka Basis, the residents of Dwarka, or the Bridge Basis, the residents of Vrindavan? Who's more dear? The Bridge Basis. That's what they told me also. And you know what I told them? I said, it's a lie. Because Krishna left them. And they never got his darshan. But the Dwarka Basis, every day, they were seeing Krishna. And the Bridge Basis were crying. So who did Krishna really give mercy to? The Bridge Basis or the Dwarka Basis? But actually, she's right. The Bridge Basis got more mercy. When Krishna makes someone cry, that's more mercy, just as he's made the Brijasis cry. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prays, Adarshanam Mahatam Karotuva, Ma Prananatastu Sehevana Praha. Whether you give me darshan or don't, or not, whether you embrace me, you kick me, Ma Prananatastu Sehevana Praha. You're always the Lord of my life. This is the attitude that we have to develop. We should come to this point. We're not just here to have some religion and to have some nice social meeting. We love devotees. We want to come together with devotees. But it's not like an old folks' home meeting or a youth group or this group or that group. This group is based upon Krishna. And we want to come together and we want to cry for Krishna. We want to reveal our hearts and come very, very close to Krishna in this way. We have to learn the art of crying. Everybody in this world cries. Once there was a mother. She had two children. And her husband came home, called her one day, and he said, wife, my dear, I have a friend who's coming over today for lunch, so I'd like you to cook a big meal. So the woman had a difficulty then. She had two children. One of them was only 5 months old. The other was a six-year-old boy. And the five-month-old child was always crying. It's very difficult to cook when you have a situation like that. She started cooking and the baby started crying. She had to go and tend to the baby. So then she called for the six-year-old. She gave him a little money. She said, go downstairs. There's a toy shop. And you buy, there's a nice toy. It's red. Has some bells. You get that toy. And you bring it here. Yes, mother. So he did like that. And the mother gave it to the baby. And then the baby was playing with the toy. The baby stopped crying. The mother started cooking. Then after a little while, the baby started crying again. The mother came back and she picked up the toy. And she moved it and the bells rang. And the baby was very charmed. And he stopped crying. And the mother went back and cooked. And this went on for an hour or so, and she was cooking. And finally, the baby took the toy and threw it and started screaming. Mothers know that sound. And she knew, oh, the baby's not going to accept any more toys. Now he has to have me. I have to stop cooking now. So we're like that baby. Sometimes we cry. My girlfriend left me. My second girlfriend also left me. So did my fifth and sixth girlfriends. We're crying, but then Krishna gives us some new toy. And we think, oh, everything's okay. I have a new cell phone. Oh, it's very nice. And we forget all about our problems. We forget about crying for a little while. And then someone steals our cell phone. And we start crying again. But then someone gives us a new computer. Oh, it's a better toy. Or we get a car. We get a new girlfriend who's better than the last one, I hope. And in this way, we stop crying. But because we always have some hope in this world. Six of my last girlfriends all cheated on me, but this girl over here, she looks very nice. Maybe she'll be different. We have some hope. But we have to become hopeless. We have to learn to cry for the Lord. Instead of crying for toys, we should learn to cry for the Lord. And this is the message of this movement. This is the message that Srila Prabhupada came to give us. And this is the message of Jagannath Puri Dham. It's known as Vipralamba Ketra, or the place of separation. The place where God, in the form of Jagannath, is crying for his devotee. And his devotee, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is crying for the Lord. It's a place of crying. And in that place, we're taught this lesson about Atmakrandana, how to cry for the Lord instead of crying for so many other things in this world. So we'll stop there. Maybe some of you have some comments or questions or something. Srila Prabhupada ki, samaveda bhaktabinda ki, gopremanandi hudi hudi po. Any comments or questions from anyone? Mataji? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He approached the devotees. And the devotees then approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and some of the other devotees. They said, you should be merciful to the king. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, he said, I'm a sannyasi. You want me to see a Vishayi, a materialistic person, a king? Better you give me poison. He said, if you speak to me like this again, I'm leaving. I'll go to Alarnath, and you won't see me again. So all the devotees then, they became very quiet. It's a long story, but getting to the point of it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during the Rathiatra festival, he was dancing in front of Jagannath's cart in great ecstasy with all the devotees. And at the end of the festival, the end of the parade, Mahaprabhu became tired. And he and some of the devotees went to Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, which is still there today, near Narendra Sarovar in Jagannath Puri Dham. Very nice place. If you come someday to Puri, maybe we'll take you there. And Mahaprabhu laid down under a tree and was resting. And then some of the devotees, they came to Maharaj Prataparudra. They said, this is your chance now. Dress yourself up like a very humble Vaishnav. Take off that crown and all that jewelry and things. And you go and recite some verses from the 10th canto. So Maharaj Prataparudra went there and he started massaging Mahaprabhu's legs. And he started singing, Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibhiritam kamasapaham shavanamangalam shimaratatam bhuvigrinantiye buridajanaha. Very nice verse spoken by the gopis. Some of you know this verse. They're saying that tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam, that your kata is our life. Actually, the verse has two meanings. One is spoken by Chandravali, and another is spoken by Radharani. Some of our acharyas describe. That's another subject. Maybe we'll come to that. But the general meaning, tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. Your kata is our life. It puts out the fire of suffering in this material world. And who but a hunter wouldn't want to hear such topics? Such a magnanimous person speaks these topics. That's one meaning. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that this is spoken by Chandravali. But his Radharani says the same verse with a different meaning. Tavakatam vitam tapata jivanam. That your topics cause all kinds of suffering and pain. When we hear topics about you, it brings a fever to us. And only someone who's like a hunter is going to come and speak these topics. Radharani has a transcendental loving kind of sulkiness toward Krishna, which is spoken in great ecstasy of love. So anyway, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, he became ecstatic. And he got up and he didn't know who this fellow was who was singing this verse, and he embraced him. And he said, Buridajana, 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 you are the most munificent. You are the most munificent. And in this way, he bestowed his mercy on Maharaj Prataparudra. Was Mahaprabhu tricked? How could he be tricked? He's Sarvajna. He's the all-knowing Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although in his ecstasy, he may have been mugdha or bewildered. But in another sense, he knew who that was. But he gave mercy to Maharaj Prataparudra because Maharaj Prataparudra pleased the devotees. And by pleasing the devotees, we can approach the Lord. And if we don't please the devotees, how can we approach the Lord? Should I tell you a story about this?
Yes.
This, we have a free email magazine called Krishna Katamrita Bindu, which now we have about 10,000 readers. It's gone quite big. And it comes out every Ekadasi, for over 15 years now. And in the last few issues ago, there's a story that we wrote in there, true story, about a place called Kanchipuram. Has anybody been to Kanchipuram in South India? Oh, you've seen the deity of Varadaraj? Isn't he so nice? So this is a story about Varadaraj. There was a devotee whose name was Kanchipurna. Kanchipuram and Kanchipurna. Kanchipurna was a disciple of the guru of Ramanujacharya, Jamunacharya, thank you. He's considered to be one of the most intimate disciples of Jamunacharya. And Kanchipurna, he was born in a Sudra family. So he couldn't do intimate service for Lord Varadaraj. But he would come with a panka. He would do this panka seva, some fanning. He would stand outside the doorway to the temple and he would fan the deity. And he was so dear to Lord Varadaraj, Lord Varadaraj started speaking to him. And then Kanchipurna would also speak to the Lord. They were having dialogues. Somehow people found out about it. And devotees started asking Kanchipurna, can you go to the Lord and can you ask a question to him on my behalf? Yes. And so he started asking questions to the Lord, and the Lord would give some reply. One day, one of Kanchipurna's friends came to Kanchipurna and said, please ask the Lord a question for me. Yes. What is your question? Ask him if I'll get liberation in this lifetime. So Kanchipurna asked the Lord. The Lord said, yes, in this lifetime he'll come back to me. Then Kanchipurna, a question arose in his mind. But he was a little shy. He didn't ask the Lord. But the Lord knows everything. One day the Lord said, Kanchipurna, do you have any questions? Kanchipurna said, no, I don't have anything. Are you sure you don't have any question? Then Kanchi Purna revealed his heart. Yes, my Lord, am I going to go back to Godhead in this lifetime? And Lord Vridharaj, he said, Kanchi Purna, you're my very dear devotee. I have so much love for you. We're so close. But Kanchi Purna, you've never served the Vaishnavas. So you can't go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Not unless you've served the devotees. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishayite Pecha Keba. Narottam Das Thakur sings in one song. Unless one serves the Vaishnavas, they can't get liberation. When Kanchi Purna heard that, he took his panka, his fan, he put it down on the altar and he walked out. And he went searching for a Vaishnava that he could serve. But very unfortunately for him, he was very famous all throughout South India. And when he would go to some of the renaissance service, he'd say, hey, you're Kanchi Purna, you can't serve me. You want me to go to hell? You're a great devotee. You're not going to serve me, no way. So finally, Kanchi Purna, he went to the ashram of one of his godbrothers. His godbrother had a big ashram, and he kept many cows. And Kanchi Purna took off his clothes, and he put on the dress of a cowherder. And he started taking care of the cows in his godbrother's ashram. And he covered his head with the cloth. And many weeks and months went by. And his godbrother noticed, who is this mysterious person coming and taking such good care of the cows, doing such nice service? And he never asked for any money or anything. They just gave him some simple place to sleep under a tree, something. He never asked for anything, and no one knows who he is. He developed some great fondness for him. One day, there was some heavy rain, and Kanchi Purna got soaking wet. He only had one set of clothes, those cowherd clothes. But now he was dripping wet. He's going to get sick. So he remembered, oh, my original clothes I have in a bundle over by the tree. So he went and changed into his original clothes. And just at that moment, his godbrother happened to come by. Hey! It's you, Kanchi Purna. You've been serving for so... No. You can't do this. Stop this. So Kanchi Purna lost his service. And he went back then to Kanchipuram. And he went into the temple of Lord Vridharaj. Please, if you go to Kanchipuram, please visit the temple of Lord Vridharaj. I'll tell you, he's so very special. We had a yatra of about 100 Ukrainian devotees we took there just a few months ago. It was a very special experience. He's a very beautiful, very merciful deity. He's Vridharaj. He's the Raja, the king of Varda, the givers of benediction. So Kanchi Purna walked into the temple and Lord Vridharaj saw him and he said, Kanchi Purna, now you can go back to Godhead. You serve my devotee. Siddhir bhavati vaniti sangsayo chuta sevinam nisangsayas tutad bhaktya paricharatmanatmanam. There may be some doubt whether the direct servants of the Lord will attain perfection. I don't know. Is a direct servant of the Lord, but we're not really sure. Maybe they'll get perfection, maybe they won't. But nisangsayas tutad bhakta paricharatmanatmanam. There's no doubt whatsoever that the servants of the servants of the Lord, the servants of the devotees, they'll achieve all perfection. So Maharaj Prataparudra, he achieved the Lord by the mercy of the devotees. So we should learn from this. I can see all of you are very special persons. I'm a very unfortunate person. I was born in America. A very sinful family. You're all born in very high-class families. You're very fortunate. I can see that. You don't have to be humble. It's an honest fact. But even though we may be born in such a high birth, we may have good education, we may be very beautiful and intelligent, what is the value if we don't serve the devotees? We want to serve the Vaishnavas. And by the service of the Vaishnavas, we'll get everything. So this is a lesson we can learn from the story of Maharaj Prataparudra. Is that okay? Answer your question? All right. Anything else is there? Mataji.
May we know why the deity of Toti Gopina in Jagannath Puri is bending? He's in that position.
I know three different stories about that. By the way, this chatter, this is Mahaprasadam from Tota Gopinath. And Puri Gopinath is where Krishna Kundan and I were married. And he's our favorite. He's a very special personality. Some people say that Tota Gopinath, he's the deity, the Raslila. Shiman Rasadasadam Bivam Sivatatata Sitaha Karshan Venusana Gopya Gopinatha Shriestanaha. That one night, on the full moon night of Chaitra, the month of Chaitra, the gopis met with Krishna on the bank of the Jamuna at Vamsivat, when Krishna was playing his flute, and they did a Raslila there. And it's described that they danced with Krishna for one full night of Lord Brahma. Sahasra Yuga Paryanta Maharyad Brahma Novadu, which means 1,000 yugas, a few million years. Mm-hmm. The gopis were so happy, they became a little tired. If you danced for a few million years, you become a little tired too. So then Krishna took them into the waters of the Jamuna, and they took bath, and they felt refreshed. And then the gopis came back out on the bank, and they made a pile of sand. And then they all took their uttariyas, their outer cloths, and they piled them on that mound of sand, and they made a seat for Shamsundar Krishna, Gopinath. And Krishna sat down, like the moon surrounded by the stars. He sat surrounded by the gopis. Some people say this is why Gopinath is sitting down, because he's a deity of the Raslila, and he's originally sitting down. Some say that he is a deity worshipped by Lord Brahma. Alola Chandakala Sadvanamaya Vamsi Ratnangadambra Nayakeli Kalavilasam Shamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamari Purusham Tamahambuja. Alola Chandakala Sadvanamaya Vamsi. Gopinath has a moon locket around his neck and a Vanamali, a forest garland around his neck. And if you go close to Gopinath, you can see, indeed, he has a moon locket there. So some say he was a deity worshipped by Lord Brahma, and that in such a yuga, when Lord Brahma came to Jagannath Puri to install the deity of Lord Jagannath, he installed Gopinath. According to Bhakti Ratnakara by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit and a few other devotees were sitting on a sand hill in the place called Yameshwar Tota. Tota means garden. And this was the garden of Jambeshwar Mahadev, Yameshwar, the deity of Lord Shiva, that's another long story, who was originally worshipped by Yamaraj. And as they were sitting and talking, Mahaprabhu was seemingly, idly, digging in the sand. And suddenly he stopped and he turned to Gadadhar and he said, "Gadai, would you do something for me?" Gadadhar said, "Yes, my lord, what is it?" And then Mahaprabhu revealed the form of Gopinath under the sand. And he said, "Would you worship Gopinath?" And revealed the forms of Gopinath, Radha, and Lalita there in that place. And some say that at that time Gopinath was standing up, and that he was standing until after the time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. That's another long story. But they say that Mahaprabhu entered into the deity of Gopinath. And Gadadhar Pandit stayed for about 1 year after Mahaprabhu's disappearance. And they say that Gadadhar Pandit became old, and in his old age, he could no longer reach up to put the mukut, the crown, on Gopinath's head. So Gopinath sat down for him. Some people say, "That's nonsense. Gadadhar Pandit was only 45 years old when he left this world." Prabhuji, is 45 old? No. Thank you very much. I'll feel very bad if you say it's old. But then other people say, "No, it's possible." Because after Mahaprabhu left, then Gadadhar aged very, very quickly. Other people say, no, that's not the story. Actually, what happened was Mahaprabhu's maternal uncle, who was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, whose name was Mamu Thakur. That Mamu Thakur, he's the one who established the deities of Revati Varuni Balaram and Shishi Radhamadan Mohan, and Gopishwar Mahadev. All those deities are also there at the Tota Gopinath temple. They say, was that Mamu Thakur in his old age who couldn't reach up to put the mukut on Gopinath and Gopinath sat down for him? I don't know. If you ask him, he may tell you. And if he tells you, you please say something to us. But Krishna's very tricky. He may be many different answers for different devotees. These are the three different stories that I know in this regard, why Gopinath sitting down. In any case, he's a very extraordinary deity. We've never seen a deity of Krishna who's sitting down. He's sitting in Padmasana. And if you go there early in the morning and you speak to Krishna Das, or he's a Mahant there, or our friend Balaram, who's a very nice pujari there, his family been serving Gopinath for a few hundred years, and you give them a few hundred rupees, then they may show you Gopinath's lotus feet. And you may see in the right knee of Gopinath, there's a fine line crack, where they say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the deity of Gopinath. So I hope maybe someday we could all meet together again in Jagannath Puri Dham, and we can have a transcendental adventure together in that very sacred place, and we can go and visit some of these places and hear some kathas there. I think we should stop. I don't want to make anyone disturbed. We like to give some gift to the devotees also, because this is the nature of loving exchanges. Didati pratigrinati guyamakyati pritchite bhunkte bojayate chaiva sabidim pratilakshanam. We should give and exchange gifts, exchange some confidential topics. So we were thinking, Krishna Kunda, what can we get for all of you? And I was thinking, I told you we should buy everyone a Jaguar sports car. Convertible. But then Krishna Kun said, they're Hare Krishna devotees. What are they going to do with Jaguar sports cars? They won't even be able to pay for the insurance on it. It's a crazy thing. And probably we can't afford Jaguar sports cars either. So then we thought we'll get something better for everybody. We have a free email magazine. If you would like to get a free subscription, Krishna Kathamrita Bindu. It comes out every Ekadasi. We have over 320 issues that have come out now for the last 15 years or so. And I'll pass around this piece of paper. Does somebody have an extra pen? And if you'd like to subscribe for this, just put down your email address and don't write in Egyptian hieroglyphics, please. Write in very clear English, and you can subscribe for that. And give this paper, please, to Krishna Kun, the lovely lady in the back there. And then, could you take that? If somebody have a pen, maybe they could lend with this. Could pass that around. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. That was so wonderful. Hope you I forgot to mention that this beautiful and beautiful life embrace Krishna accompanied him and welcomes the Radharadana devotee from Delhi to be in the please support Prabhu.